Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insights into the commandments of God and the hearts of men help people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also the power that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost." And Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." Now, men and women, suppose Peter at this time and those Christians had weakened and had drawn the line. You wouldn't have the New Testament. You wouldn't have the Acts of the Apostles. You wouldn't have this blessed, wonderful, glorious gospel of the Son of God proclaimed down through the years. Now, salvation is a gift of God. It's a gift of God. You can't earn salvation. You can't pay for it. You can't buy. You can't get anywhere except in one way. If you're ever saved, salvation has to be given to you, see? The power of God is a gift, see? The Holy Ghost is a gift. God gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave His Son, His only begotten Son. God did it. Now remember that now. Don't forget it. All right. Now, we talk about giving our hearts to God. Well, I know what you mean. But you know that's not addressed really to a Christian. Son, give me thine heart. God asks us Christians to give Him our hearts. He wants our love, our hearts, our all. See? But God comes to a sinner and wants to give a sinner a new heart. He takes away your old heart and gives you a new heart. See? Now, here's a man that comes up and says, "I want to get in on thee." Now, wait a minute. You can't set aside God's way. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us a Bible. This Bible is forever settled in heaven. This is God's Word. And Jesus Christ said, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but not one little jot of this Word will pass away." Never has passed away. Men have tried to destroy it. God's preserved it. The preservation of the Bible down through the years is one of the most miraculous things ever known. It's God's book. Now, there are many translations of the book. People have hated the book. The human heart is in rebellion against the book. The book tells people how bad they are. The book tells man he can't save himself. Man resents that. He wants to be sufficient. You know, Adam and Eve believed the devil's lie. When the devil told Adam to become like God and didn't have to listen to God, and he had a right to live his own life and eat the fruit he wanted to eat, he went down a road that man's been traveling ever since naturally. That's a natural thing. What you want it. Got a right to have it. Who's got a right to restrict you and stop you? All right. Now, man says, "I'll earn my salvation. I'll earn it. I can earn it." I remember a fellow died one time and said, "I'm sure he'll go to heaven. I'm sure he'll go to heaven because he did so much good in the world." Well, you won't go to heaven because you did good. You'll go to heaven because God was so good, He let His Son die for you so He could give you salvation. You say you don't believe in obedience? Oh, yes, I believe in obeying the gospel. What is the gospel? Paul made the gospel plain. He said Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose from the dead according to Scripture. What is obeying the gospel? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what? Believe He's God's Son. Believe what the Bible says about Him. And then what else? Well, believe on Him. That means take Him as your Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And what else? Thou shalt be saved. All right, what else? Now, wait a minute. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the Bible is as clear as it can be. The Bible says, "By grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God." Now, you know there's a tendency today to worship man. A sort of deify man. That's man worshiping himself. You know, man went out to be a god, see. Set himself up as a god. Started out on the career on the devil to be a god. And yes, a man comes along, they say he's brilliant, he's this, he's that, he's the other, he's so forth and so on. But what does God say about him, see? What does God say? What did Peter say here? Here's a man that comes up and says, let me get in on this thing. You got something here to finance and so forth and so on. You fellows in need of money. And doesn't that sound kind of modern to you? Haven't you heard some people say, I'll never pay another cent to that fellow. You know, I don't believe in the way he preaches the gospel, see? All right, you shouldn't pay to him if he doesn't preach the gospel. It's a sin to give a preacher money to preach another message except the gospel message. How do I know? It's in the Bible. That's the reason I know it. If you support with your money one single cause that's contrary to the fundamental essentials of the Christian faith, you are a partaker of the evil deed of the man that's putting it over. That's in the Bible as clear as day. If I receive a man as a Christian who isn't a Christian, who I know isn't a Christian, who rejects the fundamentals of the Christian faith, such as the virgin birth, the incarnation, the blood atonement, I'm a partaker, the Bible says, a partaker of his evil deed. What he's doing, I'm a party to it, see? Now, that's clear. You had that same thing in law. He was a party to the crime, see? What did he do? Well, here's a fellow carrying on the dirty work, and I become a party to it. We didn't agree about everything, but I put my arm around the fellow, see? Now, let's understand this thing. Peter said, you can't put over like that. Or take your money. You have no part in this thing. Why? You don't have the approach. You think God has a gift that can be purchased with money. You've got the wrong slant on the thing. Now, if I took this money away from you, and you got in on this situation, I'd be a party to something that isn't right. And I can't be a party to something that's not right. Money perish with you. You'll have no part or lot in this. Now, do you think that was easy for Peter? Yes, easy. Oh, you say he liked it. No, he didn't. No man likes that. No man with Peter's heart. Peter was impulsive and impetuous. But no man likes to have to be driven to a position like that. The gentlest, kindest souls I've ever known in my life were folks that had to stand up and fight. Now, we are told in God's Word to earnestly contend for the faith. To earnestly, all sincerity, contend for the faith. What is the faith? The faith is what the Bible says about Jesus Christ. That's the faith. He's in the Old Testament. The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, not the seed of the man. The seed of the woman. Now, isn't that strange? No, it isn't strange. You know the Bible. Here's a man that sinned and a woman that sinned. And here's a serpent crawling that had been cursed because of his seductive powers. And God comes along and says, the seed of the woman, not the man. The virgin-born Son of God someday will put his heel on the head of a serpent, the seed of the woman. All through the Old Testament, over in the prophecy Isaiah, cries out, a virgin shall be with child. A virgin. A girl will bring forth into this world a baby, and the baby has no earthly father. All through the Bible. And yet they get out this revised new translation that some of these preachers are using in this country, the most satanic translation ever put over, and they call that young woman in virgin. See? They call it young woman in virgin. And all through that Bible, that's a modernistic translation. The devil went just as far as he could go in that Bible, just as far as he could go. He went as far as he could go in that translation. He'll bring you out another one sometime later if he softens you up. That's a satanic method. He begins to soften up, go a little further, people go along. Well, you know what's on today? There's a movement on in America today to draw the line. God's crowd's always been a minority group, but to draw the line. Never mind how many is on one side or how many is on the other. Jesus said there were two roads, one a broad one, another a narrow one. And he said, my road's a narrow road. My road's a hard road. And the line today is being drawn. And many of them, let me tell you something. You're going to take one side or the other. It's God's side or the other side. Which is God's side? The gift of God's eternal life. By grace he is saved through faith. No compromise, no trimming, no cutting corners, no dodging. Standing true, that's God's way. You can't be on both sides, just figure that out. Get on one or the other. Your legs won't reach long enough. I wrote a fellow that not long ago. I said, your legs won't reach long enough. You haven't got long enough legs. You can't straddle the chasm like this. It's too broad. You can't reach that way. You get on one side and get on the other side, but you can't reach. Peter says, put up your money. Put it up. Don't you think it. You're hanging on. Are you in the crowd? He claimed to be a convert, see? He got in without conversion. He's in there with the crowd. He saw it. Spectacular things were happening. Demons were being cast out of people. Diseases were being healed. And Simon, this sorcerer that was making money out of trickery and so forth, said, my, this is a wonderful thing. And he demonstrations. And so he got in there and went along and ate for the testing time game. It's always come. The testing time always comes. Listen, what you do in testing time shows what you are, whether you're real or false, you see. Did you know a crisis reveals you? Did you know that? A crisis reveals you. A crisis comes where you have to take a stand, and it shows where you are. So Simon revealed himself, and blessed be God, Peter had the courage to stand. He said, your money perish with you. You think you can buy something like this, that Jesus Christ sent his son to die so that men might have and went back to heaven at the right hand of the Father? You can't straddle like that. Put your money up and perish with you. You don't have any part in it. You wouldn't even have suggested it if you had any part in it. Oh, Lord God, help us to be faithful to Jesus Christ in these trying days, in these days when we have a form of godliness and where the power is being denied. Pour out thy Spirit upon us and keep us faithful and lead us by thy Spirit and use us for thy glory. And keep Bob Jones University always true and consistent. Keep it firm in his convictions. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Listening to the Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God.